Church, that brings us up to our seventh objective, our objective for this evening. We must rely on the Holy Spirit to strengthen us. We must rely on the Holy Spirit to strengthen us. The subtitle for tonight's message is, You Have a Source. You have a source. Turn your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1. Church, we can rely on the Holy Spirit to strengthen us. What does that word strengthen mean? To strengthen simply means to make strong. To strengthen simply means to make strong. It means to increase in strength. To increase in strength. And to strengthen, biblically, means to grow morally strong. To grow morally strong. In other words, to grow strong in my ability to do the right thing. That's what it means to be strengthened. To grow strong in my ability to do the right thing. Church, the Holy Spirit makes us strong. He makes us strong. He increases our strength when we are weak. Because life has a way to make you weak. So he increases our strength when we are weak. He makes us morally strong. Strong in our ability to do the right thing. See, apart from the Holy Spirit, we don't have adequate strength to always, in every situation, do the right thing. He makes us strong. The Holy Spirit is the very source of our strength. He is the source of our strength, and his strengthening power is necessary. Why is it necessary? Because we're not as strong as we think. We are not as strong as we think. I know we think we're pretty tough, but we're not as strong as we think. And oftentimes we look at other people and we look at people and we judge them for their suffering or their difficulty. But we need to understand, just because you have not broken under the weight of sorrow, pain, and suffering in this world, doesn't mean that you are not breakable. Just because you haven't broken doesn't mean that you are unbreakable. All it means is that God has been merciful and that he has shielded you from trauma that you cannot handle. So the power of the Holy Spirit, the strengthening power of the Holy Spirit, is necessary. It is essential if we're going to make it in this life. See, we are not the source of unlimited strength. We are not. We all have weaknesses. We all have soft spots that if you press on in just the right way, at just the right time, we would collapse. We all have a limit to our toughness. We all have our breaking point. And the sooner we realize that, the better off we will be. So we won't find ourselves in the situation where we thought we had it together and all of a sudden we are shattered in pieces and we don't know what happened. We reached our breaking point. So we are not the source of unlimited strength for ourselves or anybody else. You know, we like to believe that, especially us Christians. You know, people depend on me. I have to be strong for everybody else. You're not the unlimited source of strength for yourself or for anybody else. The Holy Spirit is the source of our strength, and his strength is without limitation. So it is his strength that we must depend on if we are going to live a life that is worthy. a life that is consistent, a life that is steadfast, a life that is not up and down with the ebbs and flows of life. Church, Paul understood this. And that's what he often prayed for the people of God. He often prayed that they would be strengthened by the Holy Spirit. Let's look at Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. We're going to read verses 9 through 12. What's happening in this scripture? Paul writes to the saints at Colossae, and he expresses gratefulness for them after hearing the wonderful news of their faith in Jesus Christ and their love for the saints. These Christians at Colossae had heard the gospel message, and because of it, they were bearing fruit. They were fruitful in their Christian walk. But Paul wanted them to continue in the faith. He wanted them to end the way they began. He wanted them to be grounded and settled, steadfast in the faith. He didn't want them to move away from the hope of the gospel. And Paul understood this better than anyone else, that you might be strong right now, but under the right circumstances, you can be moved away from the hope of the gospel. And so he prays for them. Let's read starting at verse 9. It says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." So he says, because of what we have learned about you, we pray for you. We don't cease to pray for you. And in our prayer, our desire is that you would be filled with the knowledge of his will, that you would come to know the will of God, that you would receive wisdom and spiritual understanding. He goes on to say that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. We desire that you walk worthy, that you continue to increase in your fruitfulness and increase in your knowledge of God. But look at verse 11. He says, "Strengthen with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." What an awesome prayer. Paul prays for the saints at Colossae. But let's focus in on verse 11. He says, "Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness." Paul is expressing his desire for them. He's saying, "I want you to be able to walk worthy and to do it consistently. So I'm praying for you that you will be continuously strengthened." That's what that word strengthened means. It means a continuous strengthening. I want you to be continuously strengthened with every kind of power. That's what you need. Continuously strengthened with every kind of power through the strength that comes from God's divine perfection. I'm praying for you that you will be continuously strengthened with every kind of power through the strength that comes from God's divine perfection. Now, church, if you read a similar prayer, because Paul prayed a similar prayer for the church at Ephesus, and in that prayer and in Ephesians 3:16, you will see that he says that this strength is granted to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is a strength that is granted to us by the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells on the inside of us. So what does this all mean? It means that because the Holy Spirit dwells in us and abides with us forever, we have a continual source of divine strength down on the inside. because the Holy Spirit dwells and abides with us forever, we have a continual, that is unbroken, unbreakable, a continual source of divine strength down on the inside. It is strength. It is might of every kind. Whatever kind of strength you need, there's a source down on the inside of you. If you need physical strength to resist sin and temptation, there's a strength on the inside of you. You have a source. If you need physical strength to just move your weary body through the day to do what God would have you to do, you have a source down on the inside. You have the source of physical strength. If you need mental strength, you have a source down on the inside. If you need to think correctly and you are struggling, your mind is all over the place, you have strength on the inside to bring your thoughts into captivity. You have the ability to tear down strongholds, cast down imaginations and high things. There is a source on the inside. There's a source of physical strength, of mental strength. There's a source of emotional strength that's down on the inside. If you need help to resist despair, to resist depression, hopelessness, anxiety, you have a source down on the inside. You are not the source, but you have a source. And because you have a source of unending power, of power of all kinds, because there's a source down on the inside of you, you can make it. Church, you can make it. Let me say it this way. If you rely on the Holy Spirit, you will make it. That's a promise. That's a guarantee. If you rely on the Holy Spirit, you will make it. Because he is the source of unlimited power, continuous power, and power of every kind. If I rely on him, I will make it. Doesn't matter how I feel. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Doesn't matter how I feel right now. Doesn't matter what things look like right now. I have a source of strength that is greater than my struggles, greater than my disappointments, greater than my opposition, greater than the sum total of every adversity that you will ever go through. There is a source on the inside that is greater. The Holy Spirit, who indwells us, he is the source of our strength. It is continuous strength and strength of every kind. What does this strength do for us? It helps us walk worthy. Helps us walk worthy. That's what Paul said. I'm praying that you will be continuously strengthened with every kind of power through the strength that comes from God's divine perfection, so that you can with joy be steadfast. That's a promise from the Holy Spirit. That's a promise from the Lord. So that you can with joy be steadfast and bear up under difficult circumstances. That's what that word patience means. So that you can bear up under difficult circumstances, and so that you can endure the ill treatment of others. That's long suffering. Patience and long suffering with joy. That's why we are strengthened. Let's say it this way. Strength to handle situations and put up with people. See, now, if I have the strength to handle every situation.